understand. We've had some consultation with Yallourn or True Energy. We understand that they've got some serious problems with the amount of water that's actually flowing into the mine at this point in time. We believe that, that they need to relocate their pumps to higher ground. And obviously, at this point in time, you know, there's more water going into the mine than's coming out.
Well, what would that mean for generation over the course of the next few days, weeks even? How much are they able to access, do you know?
They tell us that they have enough coal to keep one unit generating for up to a week. They do have an ability to access what they call their east field, but if they do that, it'll be what they commonly term shovel and truck operation, where they'll have to truck the coal from the east field up to their bunkers.
Mm. Well, the issue has been in trying to get the coal from the mine to the power station. A fortnight ago, when the Moore River diversion collapsed, it also took out the conveyors as well. Our understanding, speaking with True Energy about a week ago, was that they were on the way to getting those conveyors going and were hopeful this week of lifting generation by putting on more units at the power station. What do you think's gone wrong?
Well, in simple terms, there's been a fair amount of more water go into the mine. You know, with the rain, there's just been an increased capacity of water that's actually gone into the mine. And obviously, some of those conveyors are now underwater.
No conveyors working at all, Steve?
We believe that's right at this point in time.
Okay. And the only option would be, at this stage, either to truck the coal up there and to access the coal via from the east field. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. Now, I believe they're not doing that at this point in time, but obviously they'll make a decision sometime in the future. The big question at the moment is actually getting the water out of the mine, and then we understand that if they can get it down to a certain level, then they can basically get their series 3 conveyor going, and obviously that will increase their capacity to get coal up to the power station.
Okay. Take me through the scenario of what might happen if that one unit that's limping along at the moment can't continue beyond next week. What will that happen for the state's power supplies?
Well, I'm not too sure about that at this point in time. If you listen to the state government, they're putting a spin on that there's excess, there's plenty of generating capacity from, or the demand is not there from Victoria. But obviously, you know, if you take a whole power station out of the grid, it's going to have some effect somewhere along the track.
Look, I'm always curious as to the issue of demand, and we always talk about the peak times and summer, etc. But doesn't winter pose a problem when everybody is, especially during the cold snap we're getting at the moment, trying to crank up their heating and warm up a little bit?
I would suspect that that's true, Celine. But obviously the figures that are coming from the state government and others, we're just going to have to see how that pans out. But as I said before, you know, with one of the major baseload power stations basically out of commission, it does, in my view, will present a problem for the state's power supply sooner or later.
Do you have any more scheduled talks with True Energy today?
Well, look, at the moment, no, we don't. But you know, in regards to the problem up there, there's a bit of a joint venture between the unions, WorkSafe and other statutory bodies. There's teams of people up there, contractors and so forth. We're committed to try and getting them conveyors back up and running for obvious reasons. So we're doing a consultation process with True Energy. They've given us a commitment that they'll keep us up to date on any developments. I mean, from our point of view, we want to make sure that our members are, not working in unsafe conditions. We want to make sure all the safety protocols are in place and that that you know that we basically try and get one of these conveyors up and running again. Mm. But the bottom line is at the moment the biggest problem they've got is the amount of water that's actually coming into that mine at this point in time, and they tell us that you know they've got more pumps on the way and a whole range of bits and pieces. But bottom line is there's more water going in than it's coming out.